To get on the bus, we'll ask that you have your hands sanitized, and you'll have to have a mask on to enter the bus. We will provide that hand sanitization or that. There'll be assigned seating required. We'll load back to front. We're proposing that we change to 1 a.m., 1 p.m. bus stop. And the reason for all these changes in protocol are for the safety of the students. And also, if we do have a COVID positive, we need some way to do some contact tracing, and we cannot do that if we just load people randomly. We need to have know who's on what bus, and we need to know where they're at and how they get on. So that's kind of what we did, but that will be a change.
And parents would have still have the option to pick up their kids, car riders.
Absolutely, and or transport their kids to school if they choose to do so, or have them walk, which would thin out the buses some if they chose to do that, and that would be helpful also. The band and choir, if they are indoors, then they will wear masks. So obviously you're not going to have band marching practice or band inside, and if they cannot go outside, then they'll do alternative activities that would be inside without masks. If they can go outside, then of course they would not be required to wear masks, so they can still do marching practice, etc. When we look at our schedule, the majority of the fall semester for band is outside activities, i.e. marching. So we feel that that's still a very manageable thing. We're just asking that they don't come indoors without a mask on, because that's when the more risk of a spread is. Choir, not necessarily ideal, but they can sing through a mask. That's not necessarily ideal, but we also believe that they can be spread out social distance. We could do some outdoor practice and or larger room practice somehow to social distance that.